This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out on old Dan. Come on, Dan, let's go. Let's get up, you old lazy thing. We've got to get on down there where the folks are standing around waiting for the Old Trailblazer to show up. But while we're doing that, let's put on one of the our radio choir's gracious old blood songs and let our folks hear it. We'll do that, and then we'll get ready for God's message on the Old Trailblazer. So you listen in, if you will, and then we'll talk about it. Can you look away and see that unveiled Christ, my friend? You know the story there when the Lord's Spirit left him on the cross? Passed by the temple there in Jerusalem and rent that veil from top to bottom. Why? What did that signify? What did that accomplish? No longer do we need a high priest to go behind the veil. That veil has been rent. Split down the middle by our blessed Lord as he ascended back to his Father. Oh, my friend, that's one of the greatest truths that I could ever tell you, that Christ died for sinners. You enjoy these gracious old songs? We have 9 CDs by our radio choir. Got about 18 songs on each one of them, all the old blood songs. and they're for $5 each. And I tell you this, if you have someone, loved one, on a sick bed that's not able to be up and around, you write me. Tell me, and I'll send you one for them, free and postpaid, that you take there and let them listen to these gracious old blood songs. Had a man wrote me the other day. I mentioned about the rock songs that they're playing in the churches now, rock, Christian rock, they call it. And I took an issue with that. He said, well, what's wrong with Christian rock? I said, it does not glorify my blessed Lord. It does not glorify my blessed Lord. And so I sent him. I sent him one of our radio choirs, tapes, one of these CDs. And he said he goes to a nursing home twice a week, twice a month, and he's going to take it with him. I said, well, I believe those mostly elderly folks will enjoy our radio choir, these great old songs. So if you do, you write me, let me know. You tell me, I just can't afford that $5. Write me, I'll send you one free and postpaid. So let's get back to our study. We're looking there at baptism with the Holy Spirit. And in the next message or two, we're going to bring you studies on baptism with a demon spirit. Let you look forward to that. I believe these are timely studies. I believe we ought to be paying attention. So let me emphasize this one truth again. We were speaking in our last study. Baptism with the Holy Spirit and being filled with the Holy Spirit are two different acts. Now, let me call your attention to another fact. You never find the word infilling of the Holy Spirit in the Word of God. It's always filled. The Holy Spirit does not come from without and fill a believer. He's already there, indwelling the believer. And he fills the believer from within. That's where multitudes have made their mistake and gone astray and been led astray by Satan. And I've had folks ask me, Pastor, didn't the Lord say tarry until you be endued with power? Yes, but he didn't say seek the Holy Spirit, because you receive the Holy Spirit the moment you're saved. Nowhere in the New Testament after Pentecost will you find that it says pray for the Holy Spirit. It's not there. We've been asked a question here, have you received the Holy Spirit since you were saved? My answer is, I received the Holy Spirit when I was saved. When I was saved, I was filled with the Holy Spirit. Now, we also ask this question. Have you been baptized with the Holy Ghost? I was baptized with the Holy Ghost when I was saved. Christ and I became one. Then, have you been filled with the Holy Spirit? My answer is, yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Now, let's notice. We started to mention this in our last study before we went off the air. Some of the evidences of being filled with the Holy Spirit as given in God's Word. Now in Ephesians 5:18, I hope you went there and read, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Now let's notice some of the Bible evidences of being filled with the Holy Spirit. I've heard individuals say, I've been baptized with the Holy Ghost and speak in tongues as an evidence they've been baptized with the Holy Ghost. Now, I'm going to show you that in our next study, maybe, that the Scripture says here, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Now, did you notice those words? Read it again. You see, when you're saved, you're made a new creature in Christ, baptized into Christ. Christ becomes your Lord and Master. He's real to you. In reality, He's your Lord. You know from whence He brought you. Therefore, when the Holy Spirit takes charge of your life, fills you, you speak to yourself in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. In other words, you have the Scriptures. You're meditating upon God's Word. You're making melody in your heart. Not to Jesus. No, let's get that straight right now. Not to Jesus. I wish you'd write for that little pamphlet I have on the conception or the inception of that tongues movement back there in the early 1900, and I'll send it to you. But one of the outstanding things was those group of folks praying and all of those things that they did, they always called the Lord Jesus. Never did they say the Lord Jesus Christ. Never did they once say that. It was Jesus, and it's the same way now, my friend. I meet folks in the grocery store, have a Jesus day, sir. Have a Jesus day. I have people call me, want me to sell T-shirts. here at the church with an inscription on the front of them. Have a Jesus Day, mister. Sweet Jesus Day. That's all abomination, my friend. Our Lord name is the Lord Jesus Christ. When the thief on the cross turned to the Lord, he said, he didn't say, Jesus. Jesus, would you save me? Jesus, would you take me to heaven, would you, Jesus? No, 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 he didn't. In all the humility of his heart, he said, Lord, remember me. And that's what God's child does. When the Lord saves you, you know it's because he's the Lord, not Jesus. That's his humility name. They got thousands of people named Jesus across this country now, especially Latinos named their kids Jesus. But listen, then they call him Jesus. Oh, my friend, listen. There's a vast difference here, and we'll show you that one of these days. Now that's one of the evidences of being filled with the Spirit. You're not taken up with dreams and visions and experiences. You're taken up with the Lord. You find your delight in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, before we leave this, we look at another one. Giving thanks always for all things unto God the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. That individual who is saved and filled with the Holy Spirit finds thanksgiving in everything. He's always doing it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He never gets thanking God for saving him, saving him for Christ's sake. Then again, another evidence is found in Ephesians 5:21, submitting yourself one to another in the fear of God, as Paul said, in honor, prefer one another. We'll have to finish that up in our next study, and then we'll move in to baptism with a demon spirit. I hope you'll stay tuned. Would you call back over the back fence next time the old trailblazer comes on and say, hey, over there, neighbor, the old trailblazer's on. He'd like for you to tune in or turn in here. And then if you would, you've been listening to Trailblazer for a long time, help me with the broadcast. You wouldn't go to the cafeteria and eat without paying for it, would you? No. Some folks listen to me and tell me how much they praise the Lord for the old trailblazer, and they'd never help me with a nickel. But my friend, you wouldn't go down to the cafeteria and eat a big lunch and rear back and thank for it and then go off without paying, would you? No. And then the scripture says, will a man rob God? Hey, you have robbed me in tithes in it. And I know lots of folks that I know, they quit going to church because they're not satisfied with what's being preached and taught. They quit going to church. So in essence, they quit tithing. They quit giving their money. My friend, don't do that. Be ashamed. Look yourself in the mirror and see if there's any shame there for you robbing God. Somebody has to pay for these broadcasts, my friend. Won't you help me with them? Dig up that old coffee can in the backyard. Send me $100. I had a fella do that one day. Send me a Folgers coffee can with $20 in it. Said, that's all I had, Pastor. But would you do that for me? The old trailblazer is just a poor old sinner saved by grace. I have nothing else to offer except getting out the gospel. Every nickel, every penny you send here, it goes for getting out the gospel. And would you remember my mailing address? It's the old trailblazer. Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. And then my website, radiomission.org. You can go there and look up how you can find our live streaming here the Sunday night and Wednesday night services here, 11 o'clock every Sunday morning. So until next time, goodbye and God bless you.